My name's Kim Arkey. I've been with Envision Chaffee County since the beginning. And so it's really wonderful to see a project that started through Envision find a permanent home. I think it's great. So I'm here to just talk about a few other Envision programs that are related to ballot issue 1A. There was a handout. I'm not quite sure I had enough. I'll just kind of go through it really quickly. And thank you. just kind of, let me ask first, how many of you were involved in Envision Chaffee County? Okay, so maybe about half, I would say. Thank you. Maybe I'll just review a little bit more. So at the top of the sheet there, I talk about the four visions that came out of Envision Chaffee County during the planning phase. We had, I don't know how many meetings, we added up how many hours of people attended planning meetings, and it came up to like 5,000. So that went on for over a year, talking about the things that are really important to people that live here. Envision started as a growth planning initiative. Then we learned about the beetle and the problem that we have with our forest, and we kind of added the forest health into the mix. So I can't really call it a growth planning initiative anymore, but I think that's what got a lot of people interested, right? The growth here that you see, the traffic, more people, more things happening, which are good, but a little bit concerning. So the four visions that came out of that growth planning were forest, waters, and wildlife are healthy and in balance with recreation. The other one was community members are able to live locally and benefit from resilient economy. I kind of call this livability. I sort of think this is maybe the vision where Chaffee Green fell under. Maybe also the third vision, which was community. Our community remains friendly, engaged, and culturally connected. I love this one. I live in Buena Vista. I think it's an upward spiraling community, and I love living here for that reason. And it would be really sad to see it grow so much and change so much that I don't run into people I know at the post office anymore. So I totally connect to that one. And then the last one is about our rural landscapes. We have sustainable agriculture, beautiful rural landscapes, and development focused in and around town. So four visions. Today I'm just going to talk about three programs, but they fall into two of the visions. The first program is about healthy forests. How many of y'all have taken the Chaffee Wildfire Survey? Okay, we got a little work to do. This is one program that Envision is working on for Chaffee County. Chaffee County asked Envision to do the community outreach and the organization of redoing the Chaffee County Community Wildfire Protection Plan. Many, many communities have protection plans. They're really important so that you can get federal funding to do forest treatments. And ours is 10 years old, so we're redoing it. It's a partnership with the BLM, the Forest Service, the Colorado State Forest Service, all of the local fire districts, the Chaffee County Office of Emergency Management. So lots of people involved in concern about wildfire are getting together, and we're having meetings and discussing redoing this plan. The wildfire survey, which this little square on the paper here is just a QR code. And if you have a QR reader on your phone, you can scan that and it'll take you right to the survey. You can also go to ChaffeeCountyFire.org. That's one of the fire districts that put the survey link on their website. So go on ChaffeeCountyFire.org and click on that survey link, and you can take the survey there. The survey is the first community outreach effort that we're doing on wildfire for the rewrite of the plan. It does take about 10 minutes if you're a homeowner that lives in the WUI, the Wildland-Urban Interface. It might take a little bit longer. It asks questions like, have you done any treatments on your home and around your home, cut down any trees, things like that. So we're going to, as Envision does, gather all that information up and have a report. We're going to get the community together in a first public meeting to talk about how the community feels about wildfire right now. We know it's a concern, but we want to know things like, are you worried about smoke? Or do you have an evacuation plan for you and your family if you own horses? Do you have a plan for your livestock? Things like that. So we'll talk about that at a first public meeting, probably sometime this summer. And then we're going to have a second public meeting with a lot of information that goes into these community wildfire protection plans. planning can be really boring, but I think these maps are going to be pretty cool. Right now, we're gathering a lot of information on what we call community assets. So where are our drinking water supplies? Where, you know, for the municipalities? Where is our highest fire danger? Where is our most important recreation assets, such as the Arkansas River, right? Our gold medal trout waters, what would happen there if we had a fire? What would happen to our fishery? Things like that, and we're going to put it all on maps, and then we'll have it around the room. Obviously, the meetings will all be publicized so you guys can find out. Come, learn, give your input. The information that the community gives us through this process will be inputted into the plan, okay? That's a pretty typical way that Envision tries to, like, get people involved. So we have a long way to go. We're hoping to have the Wildfire Protection Plan rewritten, done by the end of the year. The projects that come out of that will be funded in part probably by Chaffee Common Ground, the 1A funding that was approved in November. 1A has become Chaffee Common Ground. Chaffee Common Ground is a county program that manages your tax money. A lot of people have asked me, has Envision become Chaffee Common Ground? No. Chaffee Common Ground separate. So, for example, think of a specific program that would reduce wildfire hazard somewhere important in the community. We need funding for that. That would go to the Chaffee Common Ground program, be considered through a grant process, and then potentially get funding and move forward. So it's the grant process for the 1A funding is competitive, and it's decided by a community advisory committee, which is being appointed right now. I think today was the deadline to apply for the CAC. 7 members of the community will be on this board. They will accept all the grant applications, consider everything, make decisions about how that money is spent. I know the county also is looking for programs that can leverage the funding. So, in other words, if there's grant funding available, for example, I spoke about FEMA money that's available for wildfire protection programs. Maybe we can take some of the 1A funding and then expand it with grant funding from state and national levels and do more work in the community. Okay, so let me make sure I got through everything there. I think so.
Could I just say that it's important that the Wildlife Protection Plan will essentially inform the county as to the priorities which could then be considered by the Common Ground funding. So it's specifically designed, or correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. it's designed to have upward input into that process. So
correct.
That the county will be well informed of what the community really feels are priority items to pursue healthy forests.
Yep, the plan sets the priorities. That's why it's important to have community input.
Kimberly, we're recording this. Would you recap what Alan said? Because it's up by you.
The Community Wildfire Protection Plan sets priorities in the county. You know, there are smaller wildfire protection plans. I know Maysville has one, and so some of you might live in neighborhoods or towns that have, so hopefully you've heard of the CWPP before, but this is the countywide plan. So the next thing I wanted to talk about, any more questions about what's going on with wildfire, how you might be able to get involved? Okay, great. The next one is the Balanced Recreation Program. Envision partnered with Garna and the U.S. Forest Service to apply for grant funding to do some planning on recreation growth in Chaffee County. The partnership won almost $100,000 grant from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Colorado's beautiful grant program, to do this planning. So there was a meeting, I think it's been about 2 weeks ago now, where we kind of kicked off the community input part of this. The grant has 4 deliverables. We have a lot of work to do, and so we wanted to just hear from everyone what they thought about the program and ask them to get involved. By the way, I'll just stop here and let you know. I also have a sign-up sheet, and it's outside on the table. Name, email. I'm the outreach coordinator for Envision, so you, all the emails mostly come from me. Sorry about all those. But we have a monthly email newsletter where we try to recap everything that's happened. And so if you sign up for that, you'll get that monthly email newsletter. There's also columns on the right for you to check so that if you want specifically to receive more information about wildfire protection plan or recreation imbalance or sustainable agriculture, you can check that, and then you might get a little bit more email from us. And you can always opt out of the email. So, all right, so back to Rec and Balance. Almost 100 people showed up to the first meeting that we had down in Poncho Springs a few weeks ago. We got so much input. For those of you who have been involved in Envision, we like to do sticky notes, and everybody gets to put ideas on the sticky notes, and we kind of gather them into important topic areas. We got over 400 comments that way at that meeting, and we just finished putting everything together, and the report is now ready to be distributed, and so we'll be emailing that out soon so that you can hear what people had to say about what is Rec and Balance, what's important to me, what do I want to see this program accomplish, what do I not want to see it accomplish. You know, quickly, I've had a lot of questions about this. Maybe it's because of the name. It's like balanced with what? You know, it's recreation balanced with our natural resources. So concerns about our quality of life, our recreation experiences, our clean water and our wildlife, okay? It's not an anti-growth on recreation perspective because we recognize that 33% of our economy is in some way supported by recreation, okay? So a lot of questions. Someone asked me the other day if the 1A funding could pay for a new skating rink in Salida. Yes. I don't know about that. Okay, so the grant deliverables, what are we doing with this program? First, we're going to create a map. Just to make it fancy, we're calling it an atlas. But it's going to not only map, you know, our trails, where are our toilets, where do we park, all that stuff, but also other assets like where are wildlife corridors, where are important water assets. You know, a lot of ranchers have some concerns about recreation. So lots of different things are going to go into this map. We're also going to do a monitoring system, Recreation Impact Monitoring System, or RIMS for short. This is going to be a program that you can use on your phone. We're hoping to kick it off this summer. You would go out there and do what you do. I recreate all the time. And whatever you see and problems or, you know, maybe even just counting campfire rings and things like that, we'll be inputting into the system. We've heard a lot of people say, you know, oh, I went camping this summer and there were 30 campfire rings in one little area. So that we've heard as a concern out there. So we'll be looking for volunteers to help us with that. I think that's hopefully going to be easy because so many of everyone who lives here is out there all the time, right? Mountain biking, hiking, and enjoying the outdoors. So what's going to happen once we know we have everything mapped, and then maybe we're going to identify some areas of concern. And so then, hence the third piece is projects, rapid response projects. On this project, again, we're working with the BLM, the U.S. Forest Service, and you know, they're on board with us to help identify some of these areas where maybe we need to erect some fencing so that people aren't expanding campsites, things like that. I'm not sure what projects are going to come up right now, but that's the third piece. And then the fourth piece is a long-term balanced recreation plan. Where are we going to have growth? Where do we need to expand our trailheads? Maybe we don't need to expand trailheads somewhere because there's already enough use in that area, but we'll move the use over to somewhere else. I think Keith left, but the recreation imbalance plan will go into the county comprehensive plan. That is going to hopefully start getting updated soon. And so will the wildfire plan, obviously. But this Rec and Balance plan will as well. And then the U.S. Forest Service has indicated that it will feed into their management plan update, which is supposed to start in 2020 or maybe 2021. And so the Forest Service management plan controls where they put trails and how they manage all of the land that they have here in Chaffee County. Let's see. Any questions on rec and balance? No, you guys are so easy.
It should also, I'll just add, it should also feed into plans for the BLM and Colorado Parks and Wildlife as well. So kind of four landing spots for this land to be.
Thanks, Dominique.
It happens in terms of 4 Mile. Garden Springs, the 4 Mile has extensively worked the past 20 years to develop the same sort of mapping and recreational impact analysis that is now going to be expanded to all of the public lands in Chaffee County. So the Friends of 4 Mile will be an active contributor to that.
Yeah, Alan, sorry I didn't mention that. Thank you. Alan and the Friends of 4 Mile have done amazing work there in that area. We wouldn't know probably really the extent of the recreation growth that's happened in that area. I mean, I live here in BV and I go there a lot on my mountain bike. I climb and you kind of notice, whoa, there's a lot of cars in here today or whatever. But, you know, they have really been mapping the size of the campsites, the number of campsites. And so this RIM system that we're working on comes really from his work. So thank you. Okay. So I already touched on Chaffee Common Ground. I just wanted to make sure to go over a few things you guys are probably already aware of. So the 0.25% sales tax increase starts this year. It's expected to generate about $1 million. Obviously, that depends on how much spending there is in the community. The monies are distributed in the following way. 25% for strengthening forest health, so those programs that will hopefully protect us from a large wildfire. 25% for conserving and supporting working lands, and I'll be happy in a minute if anyone asks to talk about what we're doing on sustainable agriculture. I just didn't know if that was really of interest to the Chaffee Green Group, so I didn't plan on talking about it, but I will if you'd like. 5% for managing recreation growth impacts, and then the remainder, 45%, is discretionary, but discretionary within those three buckets, not just anything. So essentially, like in 1 year, 50% could be spent on recreation growth impacts. I mentioned the Citizens Advisory Council that's going to be considering requests for that funding. They're supposed to be seated in about mid-March. Then they need to write their program. In other words, what are the rules for applying? How are we going to weigh one project against another? I think that's called a grant matrix or something like that. And then they'll let the community know that they're accepting grant applications at that point. Questions? No. You guys are an easy group. Thanks again for having me. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Okay.